2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, August 6th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It is just plain smoky and 79 degrees downtown.
Lingering delays northbound I-15 in Davis County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Severe Utah weather.
The air quality in Utah is as bad as it's been in a very long time, and weather watchers are urging people to stay indoors if they can. How long can we expect this to last? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. He begins our team coverage. Bad air quality. Paul?
Maria, we are getting call after call after call for people asking where the fire is, saying they know it's nearby because they can smell it. But the Salt Lake City Fire Department and the National Weather Service confirm all this smoke, it's all coming from California. No local fires are producing this much smoke. And meteorologists say it's very odd when we can still smell the smoke when it's coming from hundreds of miles away.
Most prominently the Dixie Fire, which is a large fire that's burning in northern.
And National Weather Service lead meteorologist Mike Seaman says vertical winds have been compressing the smoke down toward us, almost like a dome, bringing the smoke to Utah. Air quality is unhealthy. Visibility is less than a mile. So when is it expected to go away? Seaman says the skies may clear a little tonight, but it's going to take a while before things improve significantly.
We'll likely see some of the smoke settle and remain in the valley overnight, so it'll take some daytime heating tomorrow to really scour it out.
And even by tomorrow afternoon, it won't be completely gone, but much better than what we see right now. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County Health Department is offering some tips for staying healthy with this bad air. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage, bad air quality.
The Salt Lake County Health Department suggests closing the windows and doors to keep the bad air from entering your home. They also suggest limiting use of swamp coolers. One thing you might not consider, running the vacuum. Vacuuming can temporarily make your indoor air quality worse by picking up dust and small particles. If you have an N95 mask around the house, you might want to put it on if you have to go outside. Those can actually keep the dangerous particles from entering your lungs. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Police agencies across the state are being inundated with 911 calls. They are asking everyone not to call emergency centers because of the smoke and the smell of fire. The Centerville Police Department joked on Twitter that unfortunately they are unable to change the jet stream. The Dixie Fire sending up all this smoke is exploding in size, and it is impacting mountain towns in Northern California. ABC's Alex Stone is in California.
The Dixie Fire wiping out communities and growing by a whopping 100,000 acres on Thursday alone. In one day, going from the eighth largest wildfire in California history to the third. Chris Carlton is superintendent of the Plumas National Forest.
We're seeing truly frightening fire behavior. I don't know how to overstate that.
It remains hot and dry, the only help being that the wind is calming a bit. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Utah County, fire officials are battling a large hay fire near Alberta. The Genola Fire Department says on social media that there are currently four engines and four water tenders working on the haystack fire. Video of the fire shows large flames, but it's not known if there's any danger to the fire spreading at this point. West Jordan police have canceled the Amber Alert for a missing five-year-old after she was located and brought back to her family. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell reports.
The Amber Alert was sent out this morning, and just hours later, the five-year-old Nora Nelson was reunited with her family. The woman who allegedly took her was Yorba Linda Vargas. Vargas had made statements in the past that caused concern for the child's safety. She was allowed supervised visits with the child, but drove away with her during an unsupervised visit last night. Vargas was taken into custody this morning without incident. I'm KSL News Radio. Jessica Lowell.
Other national stories we are following. The U.S. government is out with a strong jobs report this morning. U.S. employers added 943,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. Senior economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spendlove, says we are still down from pre-pandemic levels.
Right now in America, there are over 9 million job openings, but we're still down by about 6 million jobs. So there's tons of job openings. And employers are having a hard time getting these potential employees to actually come in.
Companies working to hire more workers have also raised wages. The average hourly earnings were up 4% last month from a year earlier. President Biden speaking from the White House, touting the success of the July jobs report, but the president kept his praise a little muted in the wake of the rising COVID cases nationwide.
The president was cautiously optimistic about this. He certainly touted those numbers, 943,000 jobs, but still very cautious about the path forward given the Delta variant and the slowdown overall in vaccinations. The president acknowledges the fact that this data was generally collected before the Delta variant was widely spreading across the country and knows that that could slow down this progress.
That is ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reporting. Coming up on KSL, a real strange incentive to get your COVID shot, 5 pounds of meat. And look at your noontime drive.
Leftover delays on northbound I-15 in Davis County, and these are solid slowdowns late and in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Every time it rains, making sure our homemade dams don't break.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Lay the Star Spangled Banner onto everybody's phone and shut off the internet.
Mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion
for news.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance work, home, and her hobbies. From starting the workday to finishing her latest do-it-yourself project. So when another car accidentally bumped into hers while she was running an errand, Kate didn't let a little fender bender put a dent in her schedule. With just a few taps on her USAA mobile app, she filed her claim and was back on track. USAA Insurance has made the way members like Kate need it easy, and with savings that fit right into her budget so she can get back to getting it all done. Switch and you could save with USAA Auto Insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA and its United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9% for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tau, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. The bad air quality today is worse than many days that we see during the winter. Wind from the west is bringing smoke from California and it's getting trapped close to the ground. Five cruise ship passengers are dead in Alaska after a sightseeing plane they were in crashed. ABC's Alex Stone has new details.
Holland America is confirming the five passengers on board the float plane were guests on its cruise ship that was docked in Ketchikan. The passengers were on a shore excursion offered by a tour operator that cruised 7 days and left Seattle last weekend. The Coast Guard confirming it found the downed plane. All five passengers and the pilot are dead. It was another aircraft that first spotted the wreckage on a ridgeline. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Delta variant continues to fuel the latest COVID surge.
Seven states account for nearly half the new infections in the U.S. Each of them have low vaccination rates. The number of children hospitalized is 3.5 times higher than just a month ago. In Houston, an 11-month-old baby battling COVID had to be airlifted to a hospital 150 miles away because there wasn't a bed available.
That is ABC's Alex Perche reporting from Washington. If you are waiting for the right incentive before you get a COVID shot, how about 5 pounds of free meat? KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
The JBS meatpacking plant in Hiram is giving away 5 pounds of ground beef to everyone who comes and gets a shot at one of their upcoming vaccine clinics. They'll also give away a year's worth of free meat to 2 lucky winners, according to the CacheValleyDaily.com. That year's worth of meat would be enough beef, pork, and poultry to feed a family of 4. The clinics will be held this Saturday and Monday at the health department in Logan. JBS has also promoted vaccination among its workforce, giving $100 bonuses to those who've gotten the shot. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Yelp has a new feature that allows businesses to list if they require proof of COVID vaccination from customers. Yelp users can then filter their searches for businesses by those attributes. Only businesses can add the attributes to their Yelp page. Company says it will monitor the pages of the businesses that decide to use this for any backlash for their vaccination policies. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, the visibility's terrible.
It is. And for drivers, you know, you may kind of get that smoke smell coming through the vents if they are open in your car while you're driving. But just be aware, even though the smoke is laying low to the ground, we're not having visibility issues. But just be aware of the conditions that we're under right now. We are starting our Friday noontime drive with delays in Davis County, northbound I-15, going through Layton and Clearfield. Not sure what the problem was. It could have been just the construction, but these are heavy slow-and-go speeds. We also have a crash southbound I-15, 2300 North in Sunset. It's in the left split, but they're trying to get it over to the right shoulder. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebration of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale at BYUtickets.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see if we're going to get any relief from this stuff. Here's Grant Wayman with the forecast.
Well, kind of a good and bad thing here. We are definitely cooling down the next few days, but we've got the smoke moving in with that flow of air from the northwest, right where those fires are. So smoky conditions today. Sunshine up to 87, though. Tomorrow, 90 degrees. Sunshine and again smoky out there. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees, windy in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. Boy, a jobs report was good. The unemployment rate dropped up to 5.4%. We're going to go in-depth on that new jobs report coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
They've worked much of their lives for one chance of a lifetime to compete on the brightest stage against the best in the world. This summer, a record number of Olympic athletes from Utah are traveling to the Tokyo Games, and the KSL Tokyo Olympic team is right there with them to bring their stories home to you. From here to there, only one Utah team has you covered. The KSL Tokyo Olympic team. All during the games, only on KSL 5.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand. Branches and Draper and Harriman, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop into either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Back to school savings. Shopko Optical is offering 50% off lenses with any frame purchase. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam and for offer details and limitations.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
no, the smoke in the air is not coming from any local fires. Meteorologists say it's all coming from California, but a lot of it will be gone by Saturday afternoon. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, an Amber Alert issued this morning by West Jordan Police for an infant has been canceled. Police say the child has been returned safely to her family, and the suspect has been taken into custody without incident. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be Davis County, where slowdowns remain in place. Northbound I-15 stretching from Layton Parkway really all the way to Center Street in Clearfield. And we also have an accident on the southbound side of I-15 at 2300 North in Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, I'm cooler today, but smoky out there, 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Cooler, 79 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's supposed to be the final day of the Senate session before the summer recess begins, but lawmakers are still toiling over the bipartisan infrastructure package, and that means talks and a possible vote will spill over into the weekend.
The Senate has yet to come to an agreement on the bipartisan infrastructure plan. The Senate is slated to reconvene Saturday for a test vote on the $1.1 trillion plan. The plan is focused on conventional infrastructure like roads, bridges, and electric car charging stations. Sources tell ABC News a final vote could happen as early as Saturday. Avery Harper, ABC News, Washington.
A new study, meantime, shows getting vaccinated after having COVID provides much better protection than just having had COVID alone.
Many COVID survivors have been led to believe that they are now immune from getting COVID again because they have the antibodies, but a new CDC study finds that's not true. The study, looking at hundreds of Kentucky residents who previously had COVID-19, it found those COVID survivors who did not get vaccinated were more than twice as likely to be reinfected with COVID, especially with the Delta variant circulating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, Allison Felix won her 10th career medal, this time a bronze for third place in the 400 meters. She's now the most decorated woman in the history of Olympic track. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Economists underestimated July's jobs report before it came out this morning. U.S. employers added 943,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. Reacting to the news this morning, President Biden took some of the credit for the recovery.
While our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working. The Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward. We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month on our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit. Black unemployment is down as well. Why? Because we put in place the necessary tools early in my presidency. The COVID-19 vaccine plan, the American Rescue Plan to fight the virus and fight the economic mess we inherited. As a result, we've been able to make progress on both fronts against grave challenges. And we put in place the tools to prevent this Delta variant wave of COVID-19 from shutting down our small businesses, our schools, and our society.
The economy lost more than 22 million jobs last spring. Since then, though, it has recovered nearly 17 million jobs. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, I'm looking at a live shot of just a drag of a drive on northbound I-15.
This is in Davis County, going from just before, I'm going to say about Layton Parkway, all the way through Clearfield. And I've never had a reason as what's causing it. I believe it could be the construction that we have going on up there in the north. But overall, it's really been just stop and go and slow and go speeds through that entire stretch. Now, on the southbound side, we do have a crash on southbound I-15, 2300 North in Sunset. It is in the left split, but they're trying to get it out of traffic to the shoulder. Don't miss the Extreme Bulls' last chance coming to Nephi, Utah, September 30th. See top competitors as they buck and ride the meanest high-flying bulls around. UteStampede.com. UteStampede.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot cooler today, but smoky out there and sunshine and high temperatures of 87. Tomorrow, more sunshine, more smoke, and a high of 90 degrees. Sunshine on Sunday and warms up to 96. Back down to 92 for the high on Monday, though, and lots of sunshine. 93 on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. 94 Wednesday, more sunshine. And 94 on Thursday, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, quick check of the markets. Looks like the jobs report was good for the Dow, not so good for the NASDAQ. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
NMLS 1817019.
Will you trade a couple hours of time to save tens of thousands in interest and pay your mortgage off sooner? LendRight Mortgage has a simple two-step formula to help you do just this. Step 1, lower your rate by as little as a quarter of a percent. Step 2, keep making the same mortgage payment you make right now. Doing these two simple things will pay your mortgage off sooner and slash the interest you'll pay. Use LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan to cover 100% of your refi costs. So, your savings start on day 1. With APRs as low as 2.59% for 30 years and 1.95% for 15, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Choose our Freedom Loan and pay no closing costs. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
I have people reaching out to me on social media. I have my friends calling me about soda weight loss. I've dropped 77 pounds in 13 weeks, Alex. I feel amazing. This program's been incredible. It's easy to follow. It's easy to be excited about because you see the results. I feel better. I move better. I sleep better. Everything's better. And I just absolutely love it. You have to go check this out. It's based on science, and it really works.
We were in a meeting today. What was the first question? So do you guys, like, really feel good, though? Like, really, though? Because it looks like somebody called me the incredible shrinking man. I thought that was pretty nice one day. I'm down 53 pounds in the first 13 weeks here. And, yes, we just keep going. If you're on the plan and you stick to the plan that you set up with Soda Weight Loss, those nutritionists and coaches are going to get you to that goal weight. And we're still on that road, and I know we're going to get there. And I know you can get there, too. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. Read the 4,700-plus reviews from real people who've changed their lives with Soda Weight Loss at SodaWeightLoss.com.
Is your teen often worried, getting stuck in their head, been bullied or rejected, or has experienced depression? There's an exciting new clinical trial at the University of Utah testing a new focused therapy treatment to prevent depression relapse and help teenagers stay healthy. This treatment does not involve medication or a need to change any treatment that your teen is currently receiving in order to be part of this research. This study is for teens between the ages of 14 and 17 who have a history of feeling sad or irritable. Participation in this study would involve a brain scan using fMRI technology. Your teen will get to keep images from the scans and a 3D model of their brain. The study also involves meeting with a clinician and a possibility of 10 free weekly treatment sessions using techniques to reduce worry and overthinking with an experienced clinician. Parents and adolescents will be compensated for their participation. If you're interested, please call 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039.
KSL News Time, 1224. Team USA keeps adding to its medal count after several high-profile showdowns with Australia.
In less than 48 hours, the United States has faced Australia in the women's basketball quarterfinals, the men's basketball semifinals, the women's soccer bronze medal game, and the gold medal game in beach volleyball. And in each contest, Team USA has prevailed.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting from Tokyo. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Add American Airlines to the growing list of companies requiring their employees to get vaccinated. Company is telling employees they have to provide proof of vaccination status by October 25th. American Airlines is adding TikTok to its free in-flight offerings. People on select flights will be able to get 30 minutes of free access to the app without purchasing Wi-Fi. KSL Drive's U.S. gas prices have reached a record high. Gas Buddy reports the national average is sitting at 3.319 per gallon. Now, that's the highest it's been since October 12th of 2014. And your money at this moment, the Dow up by 153 points, sitting at 35,218. S&P 500, it's up by 8. The NASDAQ, it's down by 65 points. Wildlife experts are setting traps in Grand Prairie, Texas, because a pet cobra escaped. Now, the snake's owner named Trey called 911 when he realized the snake was missing.
I'm doing everything that I can to help retrieve this snake.
His neighbor is not thrilled.
It's scary. I mean, look at my granddaughters. I can't take them out anymore because of this neighbor of mine, what he did.
It is a bit scary. Wildlife officials say the snake is venomous, and they hope to find it quickly. KSL News Time is 1226. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1225.
I'm grateful that there are people who are willing to sacrifice and wear masks again to protect the unvaccinated.
The Gov's about had enough.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I'm one of those people. I'm really tired. I'm really done.
And Utah schools are still trying to figure it out.
Heard some kiddos say, oh, I'm so happy that the virus is over. No, it's not.
Listen as the story takes new life this week and the countdown to school continues. We'll update you here at KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you troubled by strange vaccination theories in the middle of the night?
Do you worry that the vaccine could change your DNA?
Have you or any of your family seen a magnet clinging to a recently vaccinated person?
And call the professionals.
Mythbusters!
Call us today with all your vaccine-related conspiratorial needs at 304-804-MYTH.
We're ready to inform you.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. It's never too early to talk to your children about alcohol and other drugs. Talk, they hear you. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 1229, traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We still have lingering slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County in Layton and Clearfield, and the cleanup of a crash on the southbound side of I-15, 2300 North and Sunset. Now we have a crash in West Jordan. This is southbound Mountain View Corridor at 90th South. It's over to the right. Your home has been your sanctuary. This summer, brighten your landscape with Benny potting plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers to brighten your world. Visit OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, it's kind of a good and bad thing today. We are looking for a big cool down compared to yesterday. We'll top out in the upper 80s after a warm start to our day. However, with the flow of air coming in from the northwest, likely to be quite smoky out there today. So that's going to be a downside. High temperatures about 87, though. And then tomorrow, sunshine still smoky out there and 90 the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's smoky, 81 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Severe Utah weather.
No, there is no major fire in Utah right now. All this smoke is coming from California. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says the air quality is terrible right now.
Wow. I mean, just looking at our KSL air quality map, which anybody can look at, by the way, you will see all of a sudden a ton of red dots, very dark colored dots that we do not normally see. I'm seeing levels, in particular the west side, Tooele Valley, over 200. Those readings are extremely high. I don't think I've really ever seen the numbers that bad, even on a bad inversion day in the winter time. This is some really, really bad air that we've got out there in place.
Grant says a cold front is pushing all that air to the ground level where we can see it, even smell it, even taste it in some cases. Air quality is in the category which is unhealthy for everyone right now. Salt Lake City Airport says the smoke in the valley is not currently impacting flights at the airport, but if it thickens, it could create some delays. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio as we continue to follow developments on its impact. The wildfires in Northern California are getting worse, especially the giant Dixie Fire.
On Thursday alone, despite firefighting efforts, a Dixie Fire ballooned an additional 100,000 acres, wiping out towns as it's moving through the Sierra Nevada. Plumas National Forest Superintendent Chris Carlton says his teams are in uncharted territory.
We have a lot of veteran firefighters who have served for 20, 30 years and have never seen behavior like this. Kind of, especially day after day.
Conditions remain hot and dry. Alex Stone, ABC News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is thanking firefighters working on those big fires.
I've always said of our firefighters, they are our nobility. They know they're going to be in danger when they go into trying to contain and put out these fires.
Speaker Pelosi also said the fires are a strong manifestation of the climate crisis. A bridge in southeastern Utah that many people use to get to Lake Powell, Bears Ears, and Glen Canyon is going to be closed for much longer than we thought. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
A bridge on SR 95 about 8.5 miles west of Blanding is going to be closed for 60 days after engineers found severe erosion compromised the bridge's foundation. Kevin Kitchen with UDOT says they believe it was due to recent flash flooding in the area.
As you know, you can see that plenty of stone has been moved around and that the water did rise quite high on the structure.
He says they don't know what the short-term plan is to get people through the area yet and that the bridge is going to need extensive work done.
We may look at either a complete overhaul of the bridge or a replacement.
For the meantime, those looking to get to Lake Powell from southeastern Utah will have to take a major detour on I-70 and SR 24 through Hanksville that could delay travel time by as much as an hour. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Investigators say they have linked a man accused of assaulting a young girl he met online with a second case. Philip Brandon Stokes was already charged in the sexual assault of an 11-year-old girl that he met through the TikTok app. Now, KSL.com reports they have connected Stokes to a second victim who was 10 years old at the time. Other national stories we are following this hour. No infrastructure bill yet in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that they'd reconvene over the weekend. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We very much want to finish this important bill, so we will reconvene Saturday at noon to vote on cloture, and then we will follow the regular order to finish the bill.
The Senate wrapped up late last night. One of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's accusers has now filed a complaint with police. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest.
A former executive assistant filed a complaint against Governor Cuomo with the Sheriff's Department in Albany County, where the district attorney has encouraged the governor's accusers to come forward so he can determine whether criminal charges are warranted. Investigators said executive assistant number one endured a pattern of inappropriate conduct from Cuomo that included hugs, kisses, comments, and on one occasion, grabbing her backside while taking a selfie.
A former Utah governor is now the president of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. The choir today named Mike Levitt is the new president. He replaces Ron Jarrett, who has served in that position since 2012. The choir has been on hiatus since the beginning of the pandemic, but plans new live performances in the coming months. Coming up on KSL, how much should the president actually take credit for a great jobs report? Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Slow and go speeds northbound I-15 in Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1234.
Your daytime companions.
You want to work here?
You got to get a shot.
If you don't get the shot, you get fired? That's a big deal.
We all start to believe that the worst is yet to come.
That's concerning to me.
Got to continue to have hope.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Team USA is training hard and ready for the Olympic Games. And so is Jacob.
Woo! I've got my lucky shirt and Xfinity Flex.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's family got Xfinity Internet with Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig and a Flex 4K streaming box free, plus Peacock Premium included. So Jacob is ready for anything.
Go Team USA!
With the best of the Olympics and top streaming apps, it's all of Jacob's favorites in one place. Entertainment starts at free with Flex, included with Xfinity Internet.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And get a Flex 4K streaming box free. Plus, ask about Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. Offer ends September 30th. So go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Peacock subscription required.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, there is no fire here in Utah, but we are getting a lot of smoke in the valley from fires in Northern California. Air quality is some of the worst ever seen by KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman. KSL News Time, 1236. The president today boasted a bit after a strong jobs report for July, but he also mentioned that more work needs to be done as the pandemic continues. Joining me live with what this will mean for the infrastructure deal is Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. What does it mean for the infrastructure bill?
Well, I think the first thing that will happen is obviously any good momentum is good momentum. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those who believes that presidents get way too much credit when the economy is good and way too much blame when the economy is bad. But the president should take a little victory lap. But then he really needs to pivot back to the infrastructure bill. There is a little bit of a pause today with the infrastructure bill. They've been working on amendments. They worked on amendments late into the evening last night, and then they could not see their way through a mountain of amendments. So they've stopped because today many of the senators have actually traveled to Wyoming for the funeral of former senator and colleague to many of the senators, Mike Enzi from Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And so a little bit of a detour on the infrastructure bill. I hope they do stop in Wyoming and pick up a few lessons from the late senator, who was one of the kindest people I met in Washington. Mm. So there's some good lessons. I hope everyone stops and thinks about that. And then they can go back to Washington. They'll pick the bill up tomorrow at noon Eastern. And there's a lot of amendments being thrown out there. Some of them are in this category of poison pill, which we're going to break down a little bit when we get into the show today.
You know, it's so funny. They said that they expected a lot of amendments, and they actually welcomed a lot of amendments to have a robust conversation. Do you really welcome a lot of amendments? But that's the question. Go ahead.
They should welcome those because that's how the process actually should have been done from the beginning. You should get a base bill onto the floor of the Senate, and then every senator should have the opportunity to offer amendments, and votes should be taken. That's how it's supposed to be done. And it's part of the problem of when you have just a small group of senators doing something and then you have a 2,702-page bill that no one has read. And so, of course, there's going to be amendments. You have to expect that. I think they're going to dispense with the vast majority of them with really no debate and not a lot of votes. So my guess is if we're watching close, it could be late tomorrow. They could actually get that done and pass it in the Senate, and then it will face a very uncertain future in the House.
Are they actually going to get it done?
I think the Senate will get it done over the weekend.
Reality.
I think the Senate will pass it over the weekend, and then again, it will be a little uncertain in the House.
Why is that?
Because the House is not in session. A small little problem. So Nancy Pelosi would have to call the House back into session to take that up. And I don't think she will do that until they have passed the much larger $3.5 trillion package that the Senate will move to immediately. Once the smaller bill is done, the Senate is expected to go right to that big $3.5 trillion.
So you expect her to wait for that.
I don't think she will move until there is certainty that the second bill will also be passed by the Senate. So a little gamesmanship, even internal dynamics on the Republican side and on the Democrat side, a lot of palace intrigue going on in Washington.
Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
And much more coming up on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
Well, the construction seems to be the big hang-up for Davis County drivers northbound I-15, causing delays through Layton and Clearfield. We still have the cleanup of the crash on southbound I-15, 2300 North and Sunset. It's in the left split and to the right, and then we have this crash in West Jordan. It's southbound Mountain View Corridor at 90th South. It's going to be just after the intersection on the right, but it is in the cleanup stages. At IFA, you'll find a huge selection of clothing, footwear, hats, and accessories for the whole family. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the forecast. Hopefully something is going to scour out this air.
Well, it's going to cool down today. That's the good thing. The downside is with the flow of air coming in from the north and west, it's right where those fires are. It's quite smoky out there today. In fact, could be worse today than it's been in a while. 87 the high, though. That's the upside. It's not going to be as hot out there. And then tomorrow, 90, more sunshine, more smoke. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Grant Wayman is going to join me to discuss all this smoky air and just how long it will last. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Troy, I'm hearing some rumors about an appreciation luncheon on August 7th.
Should be a lot of fun.
So you admit it.
No point denying it.
I'll try to act as surprised as possible. Wink, wink.
You're making less sense than usual.
I just don't want to spoil my Lifetime Achievement Award. I can't promise you I won't cry during my speech.
You mean at the Customer Appreciation Lunch?
Great code name. Don't worry, you definitely didn't tell me anything. And I definitely didn't give you this new headshot for the decorations. Wink, wink.
Quit with the winks. If we were going to celebrate your lifetime achievement, it'd be for the most creative napper.
Is that really what it's for?
No. This event is for customer appreciation. There's free food and a bunch of fun activities for customers.
Right. And I'm definitely not going to clean off my desk for the trophy. Wink, wink.
As a huge thank you, Bishop's RV is hosting a customer appreciation lunch with family activities August 7th from 11 to 2. See Bishop's.com for a full schedule and details. Only at Bishop's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. And they're finally walking into the Good Feet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Good Feet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk. And I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm going to cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Goodfeet store, the life you love starts here. KSL Newstime 1245, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a major bridge on SR95 in southeastern Utah will be closed for 60 days after engineers found erosion after flash floods. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, all this smoke is making for terrible air quality along the Wasatch Front. Stay tuned for an in-depth report with KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman in just a minute on where it's coming from and just how long he thinks it will last. Third is a look at our drive, and here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Delays continue northbound I-15 in Davis County, Layton and Clearfield, plus the accident still being cleared, causing some backups. Southbound I-15, 2300 north in Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
That's going to cool down today, but smoky, 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And a smoky 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy announcing public school students in his state, K through 12, will have to wear masks when school resumes. He says the rising cases of COVID due to the Delta variant are behind that decision, saying communities have to protect kids under 12 who cannot yet get vaccinated.
There are issues that are and must always remain above politics, and this is one of them. Anyone telling you that we can safely reopen our schools without requiring everyone inside to wear a mask is quite simply lying to you.
In Florida, where COVID cases are overwhelming some hospitals, the Board of Education has given approval to a rule to pay private school tuition for parents who don't want their kids to wear masks. Governor Ron DeSantis warned he would withhold funding to school districts who move ahead to issue mask rules. Wildfires in Northern California exploding in size, including the Dixie Fire on Thursday alone. Despite efforts, the Dixie Fire ballooned an additional 100,000 acres. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Well, you can see it and even smell it. The smoke is filling the Salt Lake area from fires in Northern California. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman. I guess, Grant, that Dixie Fire is one of the big culprits.
I tell you what, Maria, yeah. I mean, honestly, the big thing that's happening here weather-wise is two big things. The flow of the air coming right in from all those fires to the northwest, in Oregon, Northern California, up toward Canada. And then we had this cold front move through this morning. So what that did is it shifted the winds coming out of the north now here in the Salt Lake Valley and other areas of the Wasatch Front. And it literally brought a lot of that smoke that had been higher up down. So it's that direction. It's just coming right in where the fires are at. And now the front is bringing it down here to the ground level. And the result is, honestly, looking at the numbers, some of the worst air I've almost ever seen.
Right. And the result is a lot of people thought, hey, there's got to be a fire next to my house. And they've been calling police.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I'm outside right now in the backyard, and I mean, it smells like there's a campfire nearby, and we know that's not the case. But again, some of these levels, just to compare, Marie, you know, obviously we get some very bad air in the wintertime during our temperature inversions. Mm-hmm. But to compare these numbers, levels that we're seeing, I'd say just as bad as one of our worst winter days, if not even worse, when you look at some of these high numbers.
Right. So how long do you think this is going to last?
Well, I think that, I mean, we had a pretty good indicator on this graphic that we used this morning, a smoke forecast graphic on the weather forecast. I think today it was going to be the worst as this system came in. It's not going to improve a great deal, I don't think, over the weekend. I think we're still looking at smoky conditions, but it won't be as bad as today, I don't think. Mm-hmm. The temperatures start to climb, and then once I think we get a little improvement later in the day Sunday as we start getting that air picking back up from the south again.
Right. This air is just plain unhealthy, and I know that you are offering resources for people to see just how bad it is where they are. So where can they go get that information?
Yeah, I mean, the KSL Weather app, which we know is a great tool, you know, it's free, and a lot of our listeners probably already have that. But if you go to the, there's an air quality tab on there, Maria, and you'll be able to find a map that has all these dots on it. Find the one closest to your neighborhood, and you'll be able to see the air in your area. And we've got quite a few stations, so there's bound to be one near you. And you can also do that, if you don't have the app, on KSL.com. and the weather page and click on the air quality tab on that page.
Perfect. Grant, thank you so much for joining me today.
You bet.
And that is KSL5 meteorologist Grant Wayman joining us to talk about all this smoke and just how bad it is and where you can get more information if you need it. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
It looks like they've been able to clear the crash that we had on southbound I-15, 2300 North in Sunset in that left split. But for those on the northbound side of I-15, it's still a very slow ride between Layton Hills Mall up to Hill Air Force Base in Clearfield. Now, your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Utah County looking good through the noontime drive, no accidents or delays. You know what makes a brilliant business idea even more brilliant? Getting an SBA loan from Zions Bank. Credit and SBA approval required. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at Grant Wayman's 7-day forecast.
Highs up to 87 today with mostly sunny skies. However, quite smoky out there. A lot cooler, though. Tomorrow, sunshine, smoky, and a high of 90. And then more smoke in the atmosphere on Sunday. It's going to heat up to 96 and more sunshine. Not as hot Monday. We're up to 92. Mostly sunny skies. Low 90s on Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Up to 94 on Wednesday. Again, mostly sunny. And then 94 on Thursday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, the temperature is pleasant right now, 81 degrees downtown.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816. COVID-19 has kept many people from doing the things they truly love. But it's not just the pandemic that's been holding you back. It's your knee pain. And if it's not your knee pain, it's your shoulder pain. It's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your knee or your shoulder shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. Active Joint specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing on the floor with your grandkids. Get back to those walks with friends. Get back to climbing those stairs with no pain. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your knee and shoulder pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
ASL News Time, 12:53. Bikes are starting to pour in from all over the nation for the annual Sturgis Rally in South Dakota. The city of Sturgis is worried about turning into a COVID hotspot, so they have teamed up with their state health department to hand out self-administered COVID test kits.
These are just little tests that you get, that you take home. You still do the nose swab, but you have results within about 15 minutes.
Sturgis spokesperson Christina Steele says they expect up to 700,000 people for this weekend's events. Watch Utah's Money. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Barbie is unveiling 6 new dolls honoring frontline doctors. The 6 women the dolls are inspired by are experts in their fields who have shown unprecedented courage during a challenging time. That is according to Mattel. Virgin Galactic is reopening ticket sales for the company's suborbital space plane. The company now says it's prepared to begin commercial operations in 2022. They will offer six seats on each one-hour-long flight starting at $450,000. More than 600 people are on that waiting list. KSL Drives, the pandemic drove people to online shopping for everything. Carvana reports it sold 96% more cars online compared to a year ago during the second quarter. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 117 points. It sits at 35,181. S&P 500 up by 4. The NASDAQ, though, is down by 71 points. Apple's latest attempt to fight sexual predators online is raising concern among privacy advocates.
Apple says it's rolling out a new software update this fall that will allow the company to detect images of sexual abuse that are stored on Apple devices and the cloud. Some critics calling it bulk surveillance of Apple devices. But experts say the software uses a matching technique which scans for photos already documented by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. According to Apple, even the company can't see what's being scanned until something is determined illegal. And the company says there's a 1 in a trillion chance of an image being incorrectly flagged.
That is ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.